Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Janie Cangelosi at the United Nations in New York. Coming up in this week's program, we hear from singer-songwriter Annie Lennox on a new campaign to end AIDS. And a Venezuelan journalist tells us why the macho culture in Latin America hinders progress on HIV and AIDS. But first, huge numbers of violent hate crimes against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people take place around the world, and official statistics are probably just the tip of the iceberg. That's according to Charles Radcliffe of the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, speaking the day after what the UN Secretary General described as a horrific attack on an LGBT nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Authorities in the U.S. said that 49 people had died and 53 were injured during the shooting rampage by a gunman identified as Omar Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. Charles Radcliffe told Matthew Wells that the attack bore all the signs of a premeditated hate crime.
This looks like a deliberate targeting of the gay community, motivated by a deep inner hatred. Now, we'll know more as this investigation unfolds, but we already know from his family, who've spoken about him being revolted and disgusted when he saw two gay men kissing. And unfortunately, this is a little glimpse into a deep well of hatred that exists, unfortunately, in societies around the world. We see this violence. This is a very dramatic example of it and a horrific scale. But this goes on a daily basis in countries around the world.
Just how common is this kind of violent homophobia in the US and beyond?
It's very common. You know, the official statistics that the FBI collects in this country on hate crime show that the number of attacks motivated by homophobia are second only to the number of attacks motivated by racism. And that's in the absolute numbers when you consider that the LGBT community is a much, much smaller percentage of the population. LGBT people are actually at much higher risk of being attacked than any other sector of the American population. And that's true, too, in other countries. I mean, huge numbers of people being killed and injured around the world, wherever statistics are collected. And we also know that those statistics are probably just the tip of the iceberg because a lot of this crime goes unreported.
Here in the United States, a lot of solidarity has been expressed by and for the LGBT community over these appalling killings. But obviously, in some parts of the world, there's an element of violence being state-sanctioned.
Look, there's a lot of hate speech, including in the United States. You know, you just have to take a glimpse into the dark world of internet forums and, you know, comment boards and see how much hatred there is. The UN recently put out a video for the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. We had to spend 2 days taking death threats down from the YouTube comments board. There is really a deep well of hatred. Now, it is given state sanction in some countries. You're quite right. I mean, we had a senior government minister in Indonesia recently say that allowing LGBT activism to flourish was more dangerous to Indonesia than dropping a nuclear bomb on the city of Jakarta. We've had an Italian MP who said that he would kill his son if he told him he was gay. You know, we have time and again politicians, whether they're municipal or national, giving essentially a veneer of legitimacy to hatred.
Why do you think that this persists to such an extent?
Well, I think there is something visceral that people are, you know, feel that it's legitimate to express. Unfortunately, this is kind of culturally encouraged in many, many parts of the community. And they, you know, it's reinforced by what their parents, what people's parents tell them, what schools tell them, what religious leaders tell them. And it's essentially nurturing in people's hearts this hatred of others.
Start Free, Stay Free, AIDS Free is a new plan adopted by the UN and its partners to accelerate the end of the AIDS epidemic. The announcement was made during a high-level meeting in the United Nations General Assembly in New York, focusing on wiping out the disease by 2030. Annie Lennox, International Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Program on HIV and AIDS, UNAIDS, has been a tireless advocate for women and children affected by the pandemic. She launched the Sing campaign in 2007, raising funds for treatment and care for women and children living with the virus. Ms. Lennox began by explaining to Jocelyn Sambira what the new campaign is about.
There are three specific actions in Be Free. Start Free, ensuring that the beginning of every child's life can be HIV free. This can be done. We're almost there. So that is absolutely 90% there. So we've only got a short way to go. Staying free means we must prevent the cycle of new infections by providing young women and girls with the information and tools they need to stay healthy and alive. So prevention, staying free from the virus. You don't want to become HIV positive. We need to avoid that at all costs. AIDS-free, to ensure that children who test HIV positive receive immediate access to treatment. This is really important, that we no longer have to wait until people are on death's door. We give them access to treatment and they stay on treatment, and that will give them an opportunity to lead an AIDS-free life.
The SING campaign has donated money to grassroots organizations so that women could have treatment. Are you happy about the progress that's been realized in terms of women getting more and more access?
We have seen tremendous improvement there. I mean, really off the chart. I think it's 84% women on treatment. I mean, PMTCT has been implemented. Babies do not need to be born with the virus. That's the very first sort of sacred moment of life, a child being delivered into the world. What could be more precious than that? And that child does not have to be born with this so-called deadly virus. It's not deadly. We know now that we can live with it, but no one wants to be born with HIV. And if we can prevent this by working with the mothers to help, support, to educate, to learn about how they can live with the treatment and how to bring up their children in an informed way. There are so many levels to HIV, and I think that the mother-to-child, the PMTCT aspect, is simply one slice, and it's the one that I have taken most interest in over these years.
Do you believe that we can end this epidemic in our generation?
I think we absolutely can. But we must have the investment, we must have the political will. And last but not least, eventually we must have a vaccine. If we had a vaccine or a cure, we wouldn't be talking about it. That would be the end of AIDS. But we're all very hopeful.
Jocelyn Sambira speaking with Annie Lennox. And further on the subject of AIDS, the macho gap in Latin America needs closing when it comes to human rights and equality for people living with HIV and AIDS. That's the view of Alejandra Ora, a Venezuelan-born television journalist and recently appointed UNAIDS Goodwill Ambassador for Latin America and the Caribbean. She said the culture of machismo and patriarchal values around her region fuels gender inequality, although there have been advances. She spoke to Rocio Franco at the recent high-level meeting on ending AIDS in New York.
We have a key role as a Goodwill Ambassador, and fortunately, we have a diplomatic role, but it's a role that we get out of the UN. And as a Goodwill Ambassador, usually they have people who are high profile in their countries, in their region. Personally, I'm a Goodwill Ambassador for Latin America and the Caribbean. And my role is basically to take the message, to take the commitment that this 183 countries do here twice a year, actually every day when they work, and show to the world that we can make a change and we can work for equality. And that specifically, as my role for Goodwill Ambassador for UNAIDS, the HIV virus affects everybody. It doesn't affect only the community that we know as the communities left behind, which is the transgender community, the homosexual community, or the communities using drugs maybe in the past.
The main emphasis of your title of UNAIDS ambassador is the focus on women and their rights. Why do you think it's so important also to talk about it?
Especially in Latin America and the Caribbean. In Latin America, we are the number one continent that has the most killings, as we call it, feminicidio, which is killing only for the fact of being a woman. A lot of people call these homicides passionate homicides because they're done by their significant others. But a lot of them has to do with gender inequality or for having a patriarchal society that believes sometimes that men should have a little bit more power than women. And we do live in a society like that in Latin America that we have a lot to advance. The word macho comes from Latin America. We still see that. We still see gender gaps. We still see inequality. However, we have advanced a lot in our region.
Do you think religion is still an obstacle too?
Absolutely. However, we have seen great changes in the last few years with the new head of the Catholic Church. Catholicism is the number one religion in our region, in Latin America and the Caribbean. And even he said during the Zika virus that it's important to wear protection so we stop the infection as much as we can. We have seen some advances. We have seen some toleration from the Catholic Church, especially from the Pope when he says, "Who am I to judge?" when they ask him about the homosexual community. But I think we need more inclusion as well. I think it's more important to see those communities out there. And it's not that we're changing our society. I think if we are changing our society, we're changing it for the better. We're just including everyone on the spotlight, like they should have been in the first place.
Rocio Franco speaking with Venezuelan journalist Alejandra Ora. You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can download more of our programs on iTunes. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Janie Cangelosi.